Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brents in the Monte Grid, Sirius XM, channel 159. The Masters has begun. We're breaking it down. Dubsy's going to step up in it and join us on the program. We'll talk golf. Coach Young, we'll talk NBA basketball a little bit later on. Sportsbook, Dave Sharapan steps up and in straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got updated odds for you and the leaderboard right now. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, broke a Guinness Book of World Records. Congratulations, Cam. You're finally recognized for breaking a world record at something. Most Masters bets placed in one golf tournament. Actually, should be. It should be a Guinness Book of World Record, right? It should be.
Thank you. Most bets ever on a
Super Bowl. Yeah, how many bets? Some guy has 239 bets. That's the most ever bet on one game. 239 bets. You know what I mean? It should be. I just thought of it. Guinness Book of World Record. I think he might be up there. It was the 86 Masters. Did you top 86? I believe you did.
Yeah, we did. And we got some. I told you, I got three balls in the morning when I left your show last night. I did some more research. And by the way, Morenci, you know, some of our guys were right there. I think it's been a good start. I think the real story, Tiger Woods shooting one under. These books have to look at that and go, wow, that's concerning. He hit a lot of par putts, but he also looked good, made some smart decisions on the course. And I can't believe this is the craziest thing about golf. And you mentioned the Masters and history repeating itself. If you look at the top three names on the leaderboard, that's exactly the way it was in the 2020 Masters when Dustin Johnson won. Dustin Johnson, Cam Smith, Sungjae Im. 1, 2, 3 triactor. That is exactly the leaders on the leaderboard right now as we enter round one. A lot of golf left, but just fascinating facts with Augusta, how these guys seem to, once you like the track, you seem to get a real comfort zone there. And great start. I'm very impressed with DJ, very impressed with Tiger, and my boy Zalatoris, he's barking down there next too, Gabe. So pretty good start to the tournament.
I'm very impressed with Cameron Smith's mullet game.
Mullet. This guy looks sick.
Old school.
He looks like a hamster. Yeah, like a rat.
he's got
yes.
It's quite the hairdo this guy's got.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Do you hear what he did today too, Gabe?
He was sitting in the clubhouse getting interviewed there. I'm like, this guy's hair. Like, this guy's like.
No. He honestly looks like a roadie. Like, if you looked at that guy, who the hell? You're not a professional golfer. Like, if you met him, you'd go, who are you?
Yeah, it looks like a roadie for In Excess.
Yeah. That's great. Yes. Australia.
Roxanne or something like that. Yeah. Like, exactly. Like, he's, you know, the Midnight Pixies or whatever the hell they're called. Yeah, doesn't look like a golfer, I'll tell you that, but Sungjae Im is looking like a golfer right now. 5 under for Sungjae. DJ is 4 under right there. Cam Smith, 4 under. 4 under. Scottie Scheffler, this guy's really been playing good golf, man. He's
unreal.
Right there in the mix, too. Ultra consistent, this guy now. Sure Danny Willett in the mix right now. But we'll get into Tiger after. But I got to tell you, I'm actually surprised, Cam, that Tiger is still 33-1. Because I tell you what, Tiger Woods took it easy today. All right, he wasn't trying anything crazy. He just wanted to, you know what I mean?
No.
Let's not do anything crazy. Yeah. Let's not bury myself. Don't beat myself today. Can't win the tournament today, but I can lose it today. I think he'll be better tomorrow even. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates, and suddenly I'm the biggest Tiger Woods fan. Tiger, let's go. Tiger, heroic comeback, heroic performance.
Like Jim Nance,
no, whatever. All the personal side stuff notwithstanding. I don't know. I'm surprised that people are surprised. Like, Cam, I'm surprised that people are surprised that the Lakers sucked. Like, Kendrick Perkins called the Lakers the biggest disappointment in pro sports history. That's like me, like, going to the club and not coming home with Shakira and Britney Spears on each arm and saying that's the biggest flop in history. It's like, no, you never had a chance in the first place. It's like me going to, like, an Oscar party and saying, can you believe this? Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow blew me off. That's the biggest shock in history.
Yeah.
Like, hey, no, exactly. I can believe Gwyneth Paltrow blew you off, Morenci. I do believe
you
that.
You just wanted to cuddle. Yeah, exactly. I get it.
No. like, people like are surprised. Oh, I can't believe Tiger played well.
No.
We've said you it before. He could take 22 Percocets, 13 Vicodins, drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, and he'll shoot one under at Augusta. It doesn't matter.
That's what happens. No, it doesn't matter. We'll get into Dubsy with this, but I'm not sure if they're talking about this as much too, and I'm not sure if this has ever happened before. Cameron Smith opened up with a double bogey. He finished with a double bogey, and he had 8 birdies in between with no pars.
That's amazing.
Started with a double, ended with a double, 8 in between. The guy went
That's
nuts.
Crazy.
He birdied like 8 out of 14. Oh, it was crazy. Like, and I'm telling you, man, this guy's putter's unreal. And
I'd be done after a double bogey opening up. I'd be like,
God, that's what I'm saying. I would have snapped my club.
I'm done.
Me and you, I would have absolutely dropped F-bombs and killed myself on hole number one, let alone on number 18. And this guy with his mullets cracking jokes at the end of the round. Hey, he's a dangerous, dangerous competitor.
One thing I saw, Cam, scary. You've talked about it. Like, dear God, I saw Jordan Spieth miss like a 3-foot putt, bro. It's like, dude.
His putting's gone.
Like, these shots count. Like, what the hell are you doing? He casually just went up and took. It was like he hit it like half an inch type thing. It was like even the announcer, they said, that just can't happen. Like, he didn't even hold his disgust. He goes, that just can't happen. Like, you know what I mean?
No, his putting is gone.
You've won this thing before. Like, dude, drain the putt.
Short game is really struggling.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I think Cam's eating some Doritos. I heard Cam say, excellent chip. Are you behind on the golf even? Because I got a guy putting. I just saw DJ putting.
Please, not today. I live for the Masters. Just let me be me today. I know. Corey Connors.
Dustin's putting
what a
putt
a chip. In. I know. I'm still on Corey Connors on my Sputnik feed.
Spa watching on Sputnik. Master Sputnik coverage. I don't know. Yeah, like you said, I don't know what feed I've got. We could be watching different angles and stuff like that. Yeah, right now, I got a dude in a white shirt. Who is on? Is that Corey Connors? There he is. Corey Connors just drained a putt. That's what I just saw. He's 2 under.
Oh,
he's right there.
Okay.
He's right there.
I'm seeing. He's just lining it up. I'll tell you when the putt goes in the hole.
Oh, see, really? Okay, yeah. Yeah,
now,
he just drained it.
What a disaster my Masters coverage is. I might as well just
film. No, that's not that bad.
It's pretty bad. I'm a hole behind him, Renzi. Anyway, hey, Corey Connors finishes 2 under. That's why I went nuts about
that's
the
chip. Damn good for Corey Connors. We got him top 20.
Good start.
The win. I got him the win. I got the bet in.
Trust me, our board right now, we got guys lingering and lingering hard. Zalatoris lingering. We have a lot of matchup bets doing good, Renzi. Things are it's a good start. I'll tell you. The guys we didn't take. Who screwed up today? Justin Thomas, 4 over. Screw up. We didn't take him That's the guy we left off the board. And Bryson DeChambeau, we talked about it. Tiger making the cut, him missing, he's four over. So we're partway there. If he gags tomorrow and Tiger makes the cut, we can cash that bet at plus 400. Let's roll.
Yeah, I got a nice play in on Tiger to make the cut, and it's a good start so far. Patrick Cantlay, he's a man of the people. Like his sponsorship deal. Goldman Sachs.
Yeah,
so I really like it.
Goldman Sachs, Hugo Boss. Yeah, no, he's just
some boy, isn't he? One of the real lads who would enjoy a couple of cold ones. Boys, I feel like Russell Crowe and Gladiator. Are you not entertained? What a first day at the Masters we have here. What a leaderboard. Cream rising to the top. Sensational. I mean, Tiger Woods shooting under par. Can you believe it? I didn't see it coming. As good as he looked, I just didn't see him looking this good in round one. Love to see it. But again, course history, pivotal, good ball striking on play. Some of the big names that stand out to me over par still on the golf course, Schauffele, Rahm, Spieth, DeChambeau, and Louis Oosthuizen. They're the big shocks for me. But here we go, boys. Sung Jae-im up top. Cameron Smith, four under par with a bookend double bogeys either side. That's incredible golf. Unflappable, Cam. He doesn't care, which scares me, moving into the weekend.
No, that's good. That's a good Dubsy. You know golf, and I told you, wise man told me that I used to work in the club pro shop. Gabe, know what the smartest advice guy told me? He goes, golfers are either extremely intelligent or extremely stupid, and you want to be in the extremely stupid category a lot of the time. You have to shake off bad things like it never even happened, like you're just brain dead. Move on to the next thing, because that's Justin Thomas's problem. He frets about every little thing, and his rounds go to crap. You can't have that. Yeah. You got to have a guy that's unflappable and just – you know, it's hard to do. I'd snap clubs, but, Cam Smith seems to not care.
I forget who one of the older guys that had been around a little while said. He said that to Xander, and he said he told Xander that. He said, bro, he goes, you're like a million times better than me. You've got great skill and stuff. He goes, you think way too much. The buddy told him.
Yeah.
Said, you overanalyze way too much. He goes, just hit the ball. Like, basically, he told me. Yeah. You stop thinking so much. And these new guys, they're thinking about their swing mid-swing. You know what I mean? It's like, and I don't forget who it was. He said, you got way more talent, Xander, but he goes, stop thinking so much out here. Like, just play golf. Yeah. Don't think so much. But how about Tiger?
Unbelievable, boys. I was going to touch on Rory McIlroy out there. He's looking decent. But again, these guys are warming up with TrackMans, simulators, 10 minutes before they tee off on a course where it's all about feel. You've got to get out of your own way. Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, too much up top. But yeah, the big cat, how good's he looking? Couple of kilos. He's been in the gym. Oh, fantastic. Day one. Bring it on, boys.
So this is the 11th time that he has shot under par in an opening round at the Masters. He finished inside the top 10 in 9 of the previous 10 instances, including winning 4 of his 5 green jackets. So I said this earlier, Tiger's on pace right now. It was his first round. He wasn't going to do anything crazy. He didn't want to beat himself and, do anything dumb early. Cam, you talked about it. You said, well, you don't think he'll be able to physically handle this 4 days in a row. I don't know if he can, but I think he'll be able to handle it tomorrow. I think he'll be better tomorrow than he was today. I think he'll be better tomorrow. And then suddenly he's going to be right in the mix going into the weekend. And then he's going to be going on adrenaline.
Anything can happen.
And then I believe the Tiger effect comes into play. All these other guys, great, man. All these great scores right now. Yeah, let's see you do it on Saturday under pressure when everyone's really watching, not on Thursday.
Here's something to think about. And, you know, we watch a lot of golf. And I know just by watching Tiger, saving par the way he did today is mentally draining. You do it time after time after time after time. It looks great, Morenci, and he is a special player. But I think tomorrow as well, I think he'll be fine. He's plotting his way around the golf course, but also he hasn't opened it up yet. And one of these times he's going to have to take a shot, like going for it on a par 5, maybe get into the creek. I'm telling you, that's the thing about him. He's brilliant. He knows which. This is the thing about the Masters, and this is all you need to know, and Dubsy will tell you. Know your miss. It's not about where you hit it. It's about where you don't. There's certain greens, your caddy should just say, don't go there. I'll take middle of the green, take your damn 2-putt, and get out of there. And from a guy that's been to Augusta, that 10th hole will be the deciding hole. It is a murderous hole that is so underrated. Everyone talks about Amen Corner. The 10th hole at Augusta kills people, man. You saw what happened to Sung Jae-im today. He'd be like 5-6 under. He hit a shot, Gabe, rolled right down the hill, instant bogey. So there's some places you just can't miss at Augusta. But Tiger Woods, he doesn't miss. The other guys do.
Yeah,
I got in on Tiger at 40 to 1.
That's good, a good bet. Number.
It's good odds.
Yeah, you're going to lose that. And I mean, he knows if he just plays it safe, he's just going to keep up moving up this board. You know, it is a marathon, not a sprint. Chess, not checkers. He knows that better than anyone. He won't see the guys at 5 under par today and even bat an eyelid at it. 1 under, 1 under, 1 under. Suddenly on Sunday, you're right there in the mix. And what stood out for me today, the first hole came up short there, makes it a tough up and down to save par. Suddenly, bang, you're straight back in the grind. I think that was big for him. And what a round. You know, Tiger Woods, I can't believe he's dished that up. 2 weeks ago, wasn't a chance to even, you know, hit and giggle here at the Masters. And here he is, one of the big threats moving into the weekend. And again, a lot of these young guys are probably thinking, it's not the Tiger Woods of old. But seeing that name up on that leaderboard, it sends shockwaves down the spine come the Sunday, boys.
For sure.
Well, these new guys are wusses. That's why. They're not used to playing.
That's my point.
That's what it is.
You guys should be wanting to beat Tiger. He's not your idol. Like, I respect him, but every time Tiger's with these guys, oh, Tiger, can I change your toilet paper rolls at your house? Can I vacuum, Tiger? You want me to dust? These guys treat Tiger Woods like he's some kind of god, and I get it. You're making money because of him. But when you get in competition, don't bow down to him. You want to beat him. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I find a lot of the time these young players, when they see Tiger, they melt. Instead, you got to have the attitude. You got to go in there and say, let's rock, buddy. Let's go.
Yeah, but Cam,
that's why
they Smith, melt.
I don't think he's going to back down.
They melt without him there, though. That's the whole thing. You always say.
Easy melters, yeah.
No, but a lot of guys say, this guy's really good, but he never closes. He never closes. And Tiger's not there. So now try to close when Tiger is here as well, and he's one of the king closers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Different base. I would argue that some of these young guys have proven themselves over the last 12 months. I mean, Cameron Smith, he got it past Rahm in Hawaii. He backed it up there at the Players' Championship, similar weather to this week. I don't think he's going to be overawed by Tiger Woods. I don't think he cares. He's there to fish, have a couple of beers. Golf gets in the way.
A guy with a mullet like that doesn't care about anything.
Business up top, party out the back. I love his golf game. I remember when he was coming through in Australia and people were like, oh, he's going to be the next big thing in golf. I'm like, nah, you know, 150 pounds ringing wet, busting at 250. There's no way he's going to make it to the Corn Ferry, the PGA Tour. And here he is, just a complete gamer, plays it the old school way. You wouldn't want to get him in a money match. No way.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Zalatoris is playing well, but Zalatoris is, he's not, he's hit the gym a little bit too. I think we're
You guys are critical. Celery has been upgraded to hummus and pitas.
He's got pythons arms now.
He's on the old probably shots.
Not pythons, but you can tell he's he's a little thicker.
He's eating
definitely a little thicker.
Carbs.
He's thicker.
Carbs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart. All right, we got Dubsy in the house here. The Masters has begun. And I'm actually just blown away because of all the media hype that Tiger gets. And as well as he's played, that it's actually 33-1 right now. That the bandwagon hasn't jumped up. I don't know if it's younger golf bettors that don't believe in Tiger. I don't know what to attribute it to. If, like, you know, like younger golf bettors like Cam. Millennials like Cam, who just think, you know what, Tiger's old,
never seen
he can't compete. He can't compete with a Justin Thomas. Nah, can't happen, right? Like, he's young. These guys are too good. They're too young and all this stuff. It's not the we're not running the 100 meters here at the Olympics. It is golf.
No.
Right, guys, again, Tiger, he might be coming off the leg and stuff, but he's in good shape. He's in better shape than a normal 48-year-old is. Right? Like, he's in very good shape. See Max Kellerman the other day? Man, like, no wonder Stephen A. Smith wanted you off his show.
He said
Tiger Woods can't be considered an athlete. It's like, dear God, bro. Like, really?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Manny Pacquiao should have put one
That's
on
the problem
chin.
With those shows, Gabe. They don't like, even what they
even,
say. Yeah.
Even Keyshawn Johnson, who's a football player, he said, what are you talking about? He goes, it's a different sport. No, Max said, he goes, I don't know. I've never seen Tiger run a 40. I don't know what his 40 time is. Who cares what his sport is? Probably not bad, actually, Max, but so shut up. But the hell are you talking about?
Let's see what golf does.
Tiger Woods is a type of guy, guys, that whatever sport he would have played, he would have been good at.
Yes.
Like whatever he would have put his mind to, he would have been good at. Golf just happened to be the sport. Earl didn't put a soccer ball in his hand. He put a golf club in his hand.
Exactly. You're damn right. Damn right.
Yeah.
Super good.
Might get me started on that one, boys.
Listen to this. I could make
the
argument that
golf is the best athletes on the planet. Don't find me.
Well, I wouldn't. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
I think Max Kellerman needs the Will Smith treatment. I'll tell you, that's what he needs.
It does.
Yeah, gone are the days of like Tim Heron eating like an Italian sausage, like just sitting there, like with, yeah, like some of these guys are good athletes. There's still a couple porkers out there, but I'm going to say this. It takes a lot of different skill sets to be a great golfer. It takes so many things like balance, dexterity, strength.
The hand-eye coordination, the mental
coordination. Yes. But here's the thing, you brought up a point a long time ago, and I think this needs to be said. Look
it's at one of the hardest sports out of all
now.
The sports. It's a hard
yes.
sport.
Why do you think everybody plays golf as their second
That's
sport?
No one's
you idiots. Exactly. God, it pisses me off. Anyway, take a look at what's going on here. Ooh, something happened. I don't know. Oh, Harold Varner. See, another grinder chipping in. All the guys who have gotten married, look at their games. Or something's happened in their life. Rory Kidd, not playing as well. Justin Thomas, he has things going on with his woman, not playing as well. These are things, you mentioned this a long time ago. It looks like Tiger's got his mindset back to after this accident, his little kids playing golf with him and stuff. Like a lot of the time you take these guys, like I notice a lot of the guys struggling have like new situations with marriages.
No, let's just call it for what it is.
John Rahm.
You're saying you want your golfer banging porn stars, getting wasted and partying. Focused on his
Actually,
game.
I don't want him partying. I want him to be out 6 o'clock in the morning, nutting balls all morning long. Yes, Moretti.
Well, he'd be doing that. The big cat. He'd be nutting it. Love it.
John Rahm just had a kid. He's not like, you think that there's a correlation between being a father and his game going down?
I've said it before and I've said it again. Mr. Burns was right. When Mr. Burns spoke in front of the school children, he said, friends, family, religion, the three most important things you must keep out of your life to be successful. That's what he told them. Yeah. He opens up the speech. Friends, family, religion, the three most important things to keep out of your life. That's what he said. To keep out of your life.
It's tough. I played golf recently with one of Jason Day's best mates. I'm like, mate, you know, what's going on there? What happened to his golf game? He's like, well, you know, he had four kids before 30. What would you do? I'm like, fair call. The missus puts a lot of pressure on you. You've got four kids. You're trying to be a dad. As good as it is to be on the PGA Tour.
And look at Tiger.
Chase majors. Look at all those
distractions. Tiger got married to the nanny and stuff and whatever. She was cute. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he was never – Tiger's in love with the game. Right?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he is.
You got to get divorced.
That's why he's here today.
Kevin Durant. Yeah. I don't like talking about people's personal lives. Kevin Durant was with his high school sweetheart, man. Like, out of high school, college, whatever. About 24, 25, whatever. Kevin Durant broke up with her. And it wasn't the case of, oh, yeah, now I'm doing Instagram models. You know what he told her? He goes, I need to be the greatest basketball player ever, and I just can't give you. I can't be a husband to you because I'm just, all I care about is basketball. I'm sorry. What? That's next level stuff, guys. Like, you know what I mean? There's levels to this stuff,
and they are.
Right?
They're wired differently. You look at Tiger Woods. I mean, there's nothing else he wants to do with all his money in the world. He wants to be out there competing. He doesn't care about dollars, being at home, you know, with other business ventures. It's playing golf, biggest titles in the world. Here we are. That's the currency for him.
I'm pulling for him just to show it, to show up these guys. Show what a weird winner.
Yeah, I mean, we're a long way from done, boys. It's going to be tough for him.
But that's the
it's
thing.
It's only going to get tougher.
All this
he's
stuff,
off to great start.
We're nowhere. We're nowhere in this tournament. Hey, Cam, like none of this matters. Like
let's just remember everything. Hey guys, we haven't even finished our first round bets yet. You know, like your first round matchup. We haven't even hit like Saturday, Friday to make the cut.
But what about for first round leader bets? That does matter. Yes. So Sungjae, anybody got a piece of him?
Yeah.
First round just leader, you guys got him?
Yeah, and I have a matchup bet on him too.
You got a little piece of him.
I got him in the outright.
Oh yes, I got a lot of bets. Right. You've seen my Bible of golf bets. There's too many, but yeah. Come on,
hey, you got to be in it to win. You got to be in it to win.
Did you see it today? So listen, they got the new honorary captain, right? So Arnold passed away. They brought in Tom Watson. You see Gary Player again? This guy just, he just can't help himself, eh? Like lining it up, just crushing it. Just like wanting to outdo Jack and Tom Watson. Like, come on, Gary. And he's got the Saudi Arabia thing on his goal. Like, Gary is unreal. Like
he is Bob Barker out of Happy Gilmore when he starts throwing uppercuts at Happy. That's Arnold Parr. Like, just relax, old boy. I'd put him in his place. Cheeky little shoulder. Sit down.
I think Gary Player is going to live for like another 50 years. He might outlast us.
Oh, Gary.
Like, Gary, there'll be 30 years from now. There's Gary Player at the Masters, everybody.
I'm going to make you a bet that Gary Player game is going to double my life expectancy. If I'm done at 60, he's going to live to 120. Like, that guy's
What's he up to now?
He's
immortal. How old is he now?
Oh, he's got to be like.
He'd be pushing.
80.
Mid 70s? Late 70s?
No, I think he's in the 80s.
89?
He's got to be older than that.
Was he on 100? No, he's not that old.
He's 86. He's 86.
He's 86. Yes.
Wow.
And he looks great.
He's doing all right. He's doing all right.
He still sleeps with women, like half his age. He's Gary. Like, Gary doesn't care. He goes, hey, baby, I'm Gary Player. She's like, I'm not sure, Gary, if you've got it. He goes,
I don't know.
All right. Yes, I guarantee it. Talk to Rick Harrell. We'll ask him about it. He told me
he's probably got the same masseuses to Sean Watson. Keep the back light, you know.
Keep the light on for Gary.
Yeah.
Think about being 86 too. Hit on someone in their 60s, still dating someone 25 years younger than you.
Exactly. Think about Gary. He just walked in. Girl's like 59. Gary's just like, I got it, baby.
Hello, sweetheart.
I think Gary's probably scoring more in the 70s range, like a golf score.
I'm going to make you a point. I think Gary, I'm going to say this. Gary can go 50, high 50s, low 60s. He shoots his age.
It's not bad.
How does he shoot it? He breaks his age by like 12 strokes. Friggin' guy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You got to do is do it that. Hi, I'm Gary Player for Viagra.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gary Player. I do 500 push-ups before you hit the alarm clock and sleep with beautiful women. I'm Gary Player. The blue
pill. They should get him in. Yes. They should get him in one of those commercials with Frank Thomas, but I don't think they pay him.
You're right.
With Doug Flutie, and I don't know how hey, guys, me too, huh?
Look at Gary. No, he still got it, and he's on the driving range. He gives him the thumbs up.
Yeah, when Doug Flutie's there, Gary Player should come and push Flutie aside. Hey, get out of here, Doug. I'm Gary Player.
He's always going to be the main man. Big Gary.
That's a great idea, actually.
Those ads are the best, where the girl's like, stand there with her husband and she winks at Frank, and the ladies will love it too.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to cheat on my husband with you, Frank.
Yeah, it's great. So the minute I go to the can, you're out with my girlfriend and I'm here. Right. Yeah, thanks. You just told me I'm done.
All right.
Too much, lads.
Dustin.
The Masters brings out the best.
Dustin's now 430. Dustin's now plus 430. He's the new favorite.
That's stupid. Player. Tournament just started.
Cameron Smith plus 650. Scheffler's 9-1. Rory looking for that grand slam, 10-1. Sungjae's leading right now. He's 10. John Rahm, 18. Neiman played some good golf today, actually, guys.
Neiman played some really good golf today.
Three under.
Playing in the same group as Tiger Woods and Lewis Tyson. Yeah. Louis went backwards, Neiman. And I mean, that brings
Neiman
us back
win
similar comps here with Riviera.
Yes, he can.
Look, he won at Genesis.
He seems to like, he liked the crowd and stuff. He seemed to enjoyed it.
Great off the tee. If it gets windy, it suits him. He's got that low penetrating ball flight. Neiman, I like it.
Let's remember something, Gabe. After we went to LA, the tournament that I went to Vegas at, that Genesis tournament, he didn't win. He blew away the competition. There was at points he had an 8 or 9 shot lead. Joaquin Neiman could go real low. Like, he's a guy that needs to be considered.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Dubsy.
I'm sure Tiger enjoyed watching it. Let's go, boys. The Masters.
Yeah.
Sung Jae-im. Do it, son.
You should be wearing one of those mechanics.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Things like the caddies there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, Doug, that'd be awesome.
We should all be wearing
overall.
Gary Ply, boys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All obsessed with it again. And I know I should have thought of this before. I came up with the idea
now.
You
should have.
First row should have come up with this before. Let's look this up quickly. Masters.
Can I buy
caddy outfit, jumpsuit? All right. Masters. Yes, you can buy them. Yes, sir.
I want one now. How much are they?
Adult white caddy. Here's how to buy. Here's how to buy the iconic caddy uniforms.
Look, there's a guy in the commercial. There's a Stewart. It's B Stewart, A Stewart, and the girl. They're all like, it's like made for me. Oh my God. See the picture? The Stewarts. That's the best. $168 Marenzi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the one.
Huh.
Wow. There's a more generic one for $58. Yeah, yeah. There's a more generic one.
You gotta go full out.
But yeah. You want the
can't screw around. I can't believe it. A Stewart, that's my brother. I think you see the picture on the website. It's the best. Okay, yeah, I'm
why
in.
Do caddy? You know it? Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, we got a cat. I'm too bad we didn't think of this before. It would have been great.
I know.
Wicked. If I was awesome. A fan, I'd show up like that too. You got to dress up as a fan.
Yeah,
Justin, you'd be the coolest dude on the course, bro. People would be like, "Oh, hey, I agree." Caddy, no man, you'd be double fisting. Hey, what's up? Hey, you know what I mean? You got people would be taking pictures. Hey, can I get a picture with the caddy guy?
This is wicked. They got all the signs.
Oh, great, yeah, you gotta have fun with it in the back. You put Caddy Shack. The name Caddy Shack.
Man, you know what? Yes.
The traditions of caddies wearing white jumpsuits at Augusta National dates back to when the course opened in 1933. Augusta used to employ poor people from the local community. And members insisted on providing them with a white suit to make them look smarter.
Okay. I don't know about that, but anyway. Really?
No, dude, I'm reading it straight from the tradition.
No, I'm commenting on how stupid that is. Like, come on, members, really?
The Augusta members aren't, they're not nicest people in the world, right? They've eased up a little bit now.
Yeah. They better have. Yeah, I like the suit.
They used to have one black and one woman member. It was the same person, Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice, yeah, yeah. Anyway, Stanford, like, too. Like
that's
same school,
that's
same
as school far as they would go. Yeah, I guess Condi's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Condoleezza gets now in.
They've loosened up. They loosened up. I like the story of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan once went to play golf somewhere, and he didn't like the vibe he was getting from them. He didn't like the vibe of the people at the course and everything. So you know what he did? He bought the course, and he fired them.
Yeah, my course. See ya.
Yeah. He said, I don't That's think brilliant. You were very welcome to me. And he goes, if you treated me like this, and I'm Michael Jordan, I can just imagine how you treat other people. By the way,
excellent.
I'm the new owner. You're all fired.
Excellent point.
He said,
by
"I
Jordan.
Want golf to be. Good. I want golf to be inclusive to people."
Yeah,
right? Because Jordan's a big golfer, loves golf, right? But he wants it to be open to people, right?
His two favorite things are betting and golf. And
other sorry, too. Grant Fuhr got refused at some golf course, and Wayne Gretzky said, "I'll never play here ever again."
Grant Fuhr's a good Oilers, golfer too.
He
was a really good golfer. He could have played on many tours. He's good.
Grant Fuhr,
big time.
Great, great golfer. All right, golfer. So 100 and like the Masters, we used to employ poor people, so we need to.
So we gave him these smart looking white suits. Like, come on, guys.
No,
like,
why did you so in other wear, words. Like, so in other words, we've learned the tradition of the white suit is just because you're jerks. That's what it comes from.
Yeah. We're rich. You're poor. Yeah. So wear what we tell you to wear, you jerk. You wear that white mechanic suit. You're a mechanic. I'm the boss. And I'm still getting one. Come on, son, Jack. Let's go. And then... Oh, he's done. He's going to bogey this whole crap. This is what happens all right, with these golf matchups. They get really dirty late. Sanjay I think he's got like a fried egg in the bunker. Oh. See, that's the thing. Like, it's never over.
Right? He just sailed. He's done. Past the hole, bro.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Who's problems. That? Here comes Rory.
That looks like Rory. That's Rory.
No, so oh, Rory just putt. Sailed the putt. Oh. My bad. It was Rory yeah. that sailed the putt.
Horrible putt.
Man, it's amazing how these guys are so good, Cam. They get so close to the hole and they screw up. It's like even me, I'd be like, come on, dude. Like, I can't get it 4 feet away, but I'll finish it for you if you want. Like, come on, bro.
Isn't that
like,
the
I get there's tough, like, lies and stuff and there's lanes, yeah. Cam, but these guys flat out, like, that putt from Rory, bro. You're, like, 6 feet from the hole and you put it 6 feet on the other side of the hole, Rory. Like, how do you do that?
Do you ever notice when Tiger misses, it's always in a 3 foot radius? It's called touch. Rory doesn't have any touch. He just plows.
That was just He's right. I just saw the ball.
No, it was ridiculous. That was
like,
a horrible.
I don't even know the court. I'm like, honest with you. Me and you.
Ball.
It's like, what are you doing?
Me and you would. No, I'm dead serious. Would a putt
I'd be
way
mad
better
if I did that putt.
Like, yes.
No, I'd be
I
mad.
Agree.
I'd be like,
I'd be
come
mad
on,
if I.
Dude.
I agree.
You're right there.
That putt
like,
is horrible. Like, you're a pro, and that was an awful putt. I agree. That was disgusting. Actually, guy runs.
What's the saying? Try for show, putt for dough.
For show, putt for dough. That's right.
These guys don't get it, man.
No, they don't.
I'm a good putter, but I suck at everything else. I should be on a mini putt tour.
The problem is, you got to go in those.
I've got a good touch.
What is it? So bring your date and your brother, your mate and your mother, and putt a hole in one. Putt makes it fun. So putt for the fun. Remember those? They used to have those mini putt tournaments too. It was like Flanders Kid versus Bart thing. They had those things, you know, $25,000-$50,000 check mini putt tournaments with the windmill and stuff. Yeah, you should have gone in those, Marenzi. There's money in it.
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
I never got out to the Kiss mini putt. They had a Kiss mini putt in Las
cool.
Vegas. Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
It was in the dark. Everything blew. Like, it was like a Kiss concert. Stuff would go off like mini flame. It was like a mini Kiss thing. It was really cool. I saw the video of it. I was like, that's pretty cool. But I guess me, like many other people, not enough of people went. It didn't stay open long. It's one of those deals where it's not that big enough. Like, how many Kiss fans really want to go play mini putt in Vegas?
It's a good point, Gabe. It doesn't really seem like they're
like the crossover. Like, yeah.
It doesn't mean it's like,
sense. Oh, we have a Kiss mini putt. In other words, Gene will put his name on anything, right? So they were like, sure. We'll open up a Kiss mini putt. Go ahead.
Kiss, that guy, Kiss as I said before, we've talked about Kid Rock. Nobody will show up to the opening of an envelope more than Gene Simmons. He'll do anything for money. Guys, anti-drugs, let's do a marijuana company. This, let's do this. Like, he does not
but
care
you know
where
what?
Money's involved. It's all out the window.
It turns out, though, that Paul Stanley's actually the driver of it. He's like, he's his bad. Like, he makes it like sort of Gene gets the bad rap, but like Paul goes along with it. Like, Paul's actually the leader of Kiss, too. Like, Paul Stanley, it's people don't really realize that. It's kind of Paul Stanley's band. Like, he's the one that, like, makes the final decisions and stuff. Paul says, you know, I never should have went along with a commercialism. It's like, yeah, but you've gone along with it for 48 years.
Yeah, for how many years? So, exactly.
You could have just put your foot down and said, no, we're not selling
exactly.
Kiss coffins, Gene. Like, no, we're not doing Kiss coffins. Yeah,
I saw the Kiss coffins. I saw the Kiss others. Yeah. But the worst idea they ever had was like, hey, man, we want to get into like stoner snowboarding and stuff. And they had toques with like dollar signs on them. Like, I'm sure that's what snowboarders who are broke. Like, I'm like, that is the opposite of what people want. These guys like, yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
With a dollar sign. Anyway.
So let's get into, all right, we got problems with the Raptors here. We got problems with the Raptors. Fred VanVleet, out.
Out.
OG Anunoby, out.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Why are you guys rolling over tonight for this game?
It's versus Philly, too. This is where you want to show up.
I don't know, though, Cam. This is when you get into the little things. They might see something in the standings that they like better than we do. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, Cam, i.e. they see a different matchup that they like. Teams are going to do this.
Sanjay.
Like the.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Cam's paying attention to the golf. So, yeah, I've been watching golf. Telling people about the Raptor injuries.
I'm sorry, Gabe. Sanjay, I'm almost chipped in. I hit the stick. But I agree with you 100%.
It's like the Boston Celtics tonight. It's like the Boston Celtics tonight. Logically, the Boston Celtics would be like, no. We want to win the game. I don't think they don't want to win the game. If they wanted to win the game, they'd be playing their guys. They don't care about winning the stupid game. Because I don't think they don't want to play Brooklyn in the 7 seed. So I think they're starting to realize, holy crap, if we finish second, we're going to get Brooklyn, who's going to be the 7th seed when it's all said and done, probably. And you know what? We'd rather play the Raptors instead, which they would. They would fall, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the Raptors deal is, but on another side of this is, number one, Fred VanVleet is hurt, which is a concern for me with the Raptors going into the playoffs. He's playing through a sore knee right now, and it is real, and they're sort of picking their spots. OG's always just sort of in and out, so I don't know what the deal with OG is tonight, but I also know the Raptors. I also think the Raptors think that they're sort of locked into the 5, too. That's another thing, too. I think they kind of are. So are they going to get – this probably is the playoff preview, to be honest, between Philadelphia and Toronto, and I think the Raptors thinking, you know what? We're already playing these guys anyway, so what do we care? I don't know. I hate betting the last few games of the regular season.
I agree. See the story today, though, Morenci? It's kind of like what we talked about all year. Silver's sick and tired of this stuff, too. He's saying, you know what? The in-game tournament was supposed to prevent guys from sitting in this rest situation. Take a look at the list of guys who have not played 60 games this year. Tons of all-stars. He's like putting his foot down. They even said a story. He goes, I love the play-in tournament. We're going to explore those ideas, more of that stuff next year. I'm sick and tired of fans paying for big tickets and not seeing the stars because they're always out all the time.
That's partially on him, too. He's like Paul Stanley. You're the one that runs the league.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I do something.
And you're the one. Mm-hmm. Look at their schedule. It's their schedule. He can bitch all he wants, and it's true. They should suck it up more and play, all right? It's not a UFC fight. You're playing a basketball game. And what I don't understand is what they should do, if they're going to do this, is just don't have them play as much. Manage the minutes better, right? Say, listen, it's a back-to-back of a second night. LeBron, you're just going to play 22 minutes tonight. Whatever the score is, we don't care. They used to do that in the old days. I remember, like, when players would come back, they'd say, it doesn't matter what the score is. You're going to play 18 minutes tonight, all right? And this is what we're doing. This is the plan. But they have too many back-to-back. There's too much stuff. I don't know why they condensed it the way they did. And it's very simple. Anyways, bro, I remember when I was living in L.A. This is, like, in the late 80s. I'll never forget. It was why I used to walk down the street listening to a Walkman all the time, to the scores. Like all the time. And you have the game on. It's a local news station. Scores every 7 minutes.
Love it.
Little radio. And I'll never forget. It was like I'm old enough to remember that the Lakers went to Portland and they sat everybody. Magic, Kareem, Worthy. And the game counted. Portland got into the playoffs. Someone else didn't. Blah, blah, blah. And they were flipping out and stuff. And basically it was like, well, you know what? You're the ones that put yourself in this position at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right? So don't blame the Lakers for benching everybody because you needed, you know, whatever, and this and that.
Should have won your games.
Exactly. But that was sort of the first time. And Stern was pissed, Cap. It was like the last regular season game of the year type thing, and they were mad back then. Oh, you can't do that. People paid money. Nowadays, it's like, well, screw the fans. Who cares?
Exactly.
Like,
you're right.
It's like,
you're
absolutely and now, right. Cap, they screw your teams, Detroit and Orlando. Like, I'm not playing in Orlando. Like, they just say that now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I don't know if it's just me. I'm hitting refresh here. I don't know. Is everything frozen? What's going on here? Yeah, did they take down all the player props for the Raptor-Sixer game?
Yes.
You see, really, I got a blank screen for that.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing here.
Dear God, I'm going to start smashing things here soon. This computer sucks. All right, here we go. No, it was my computer.
I can't even get into these things, man.
I'm not exaggerating. No, this computer, it's lived a pretty good life. It served us pretty well. One of these nights, I am going to smash it.
I'm going to be honest with you, too. I've met a lot of people. I know you work hard, and you probably work more than anybody on the grid. You treat that computer like a piece of cattle. Like, it's everywhere, the cords, whatever. Like, that guy goes through the ringer. Like, he works hard. He's working 80, 90-hour weeks. He's hot. He's burning. The cords are frayed.
You should hear this thing, the noise it makes. Sounds like a furnace.
Oh, yeah. That's him wanting to tell you to work, but he can't say it, so he just makes a noise like a furnace. Dude, that computer, yeah. I see you when you're working at it at these shows. I'm like, oh, my God, Morenci's computer, it's emitting a lot of heat. He's working hard.
I know. <it's>,
like, your computer's hotter than everybody else's computer. Like, you can suntan on it.
All right, so we're going to go. Joel Embiid over 130. Yeah. All right, listen, let's just cut to the chase. No need to overthink things. We know what we're doing here. Orlando Magic plus 13 and a half. You're damn right.
So they already bet it at 14. Yeah, it was even 14 earlier straight without the half point.
Yep. Orlando Magic plus the points. Boston aren't playing anybody, but now Giannis is out in that game. So I'm just going to – this game gives me a headache. And, oh, dear God, I just realized I already put the Bucks in a money line parlay.
What about the over in the Orlando game? A lot of scoring with those teams. I know it's 230, but man, like – Yeah.
Score. You know that Charlotte have given up 144 points in back-to-back games. They've given up 288 points in their last
two
games.
You are correct.
Yeah, hard not to like the over there. 230.
I bet.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.